This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. CBS News has confirmed the Justice Department is investigating TikTok for possible spying on U.S. citizens, including American journalists. The app's owner, ByteDance, has acknowledged some employees were engaged in that activity and says those involved have been fired. The revelation comes as TikTok CEO Zhao Jiechu is scheduled to testify before the House next Thursday. The U.S. government, as well as those of Britain and New Zealand, have restricted the use of TikTok on government devices due to concerns about Chinese spying. President Biden wants Congress to get tougher on top executives of failed banks.
The president says current law limits the government's ability to hold failed bankers accountable, so he's asking for changes. One proposal would allow the FDIC to fine bank executives for recklessness and grow the agency's ability to claw back profits from stock sales that occurred just before a bank's collapse. Mr. Biden is also asking Congress to authorize a move to keep failed bankers from working again in the industry.
That's CBS's Stephen Portnoy. The parent company of Silicon Valley Bank has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy filing, which was widely expected, comes a week after the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank.
Well, this is the normal procedure when the FDIC has taken over a failed bank.
Bert Ely is a banking consultant.
Usually these banks are owned by what they call financial holding companies, and they get put into bankruptcy because they have liabilities to the federal government.
Much of the holding company is already under the control of federal regulators, the entire incident has sparked fears of wider problems in the global banking system. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
An arrest warrant has been issued for Russian President Putin and another Russian official, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell.
This international criminal court issue is just the start in the process of accountability and holding Russia and its leader to account for the crimes and atrocities they are committing in Ukraine.
The warrant comes after Russia deported children from Ukraine and sent them to Russia or other Russian-controlled territories. The other official under warrant is Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hosted the traditional Friends of Ireland luncheon at the Capitol on this St. Patrick's Day. Ireland's Prime Minister was there. So was President Biden.
Here in Washington, we've always been able to work across aisle on Irish issues, no matter what our politics have been, no matter what else we agree or disagree on. So, Mr. Speaker, thank you for bringing us together again.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Owning a pet could be costing you a good night's sleep. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has details.
There are a myriad of health benefits, but a new study in the journal Human Interactions finds people with dogs are more likely to have sleep disorders, including trouble falling asleep, waking up during the night, and feeling unrested. People with cats are more likely to experience leg jerks. The study didn't look at where pets slept and didn't pinpoint the reason, but researchers say the age of your cat or dog can have a big influence, along with the breed and activity level. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A Louisiana couple has run afoul of state law for having an unusual pet, a 22-pound nutria. The rat-tailed, orange-toothed rodent, usually found in Louisiana swamps, was rescued from the side of the road as a baby. The nutria was not at the residence when agents arrived to collect him. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
63 this afternoon, but clouds return with a chance of scattered light showers later this afternoon and a better chance of some of the showers this evening. But we clear out for Saturday. Sunshine, breezy, and a high of 54, turning colder and windy on Sunday. 43 in the afternoon with sunshine will feel like it's in the lower 30s. I'm NBC 10 First Alert meteorologist Bill Henley.
Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, on this St. Patrick's Day today, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It's Friday. And I'm so happy to welcome my guests in just a matter of moments, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here. On this St. Patrick's Day, who do I turn to? Who do we trust? It's my buddy Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America, every day, 12 to 3, on Fox News Radio, and right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD on the weekends. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, girl, what's going on?
You got your Irish on today?
Let me tell you, man, I am not wearing any green. And you want to know why I'm not wearing green, Zeoli? Here's a pro tip. Okay, when I'm going home tonight, I have a dinner after Hannity with Emily Campagno, which is always a hazing ritual. Like, if you go out with Emily, you're wearing a toga. You know, you're bringing bail money. It's a bad situation. But the point is, I'll do none of this in green because all the guys in green are the ones getting pulled over. They're the ones getting stopped on the subway platform because they go, oh, this guy's here for St. Patty's Day. He's been drinking since 6 a.m. I show up in like a beige sport coat, and they're like, wow, this poor guy just wants to get home to his family and get away from all the chicanery as I've got a neck tattoo that I didn't have 2 hours ago. I can't speak English.
It sounds like a great night. Are there beads involved, though? That's my only question.
Whoa! All right, now you're taking me from my Fox News gig to my OnlyFans gig, and I don't know that I'm comfortable with this. And let's be clear, Zeoli, I think we've had this conversation. If I had one of those, it would be called an Only Foods, and it would just be like me eating Domino's, which I still think is hot.
I mean, I'm turned on. Is that wrong?
Good for you. Funny.
So you got to be on TV at what, 6:30? Where are you going tonight at 6:30?
Oh, man, the show pony saddles up. I am on the bottom line with Dagan McDowell and Sean Duffy. And then at 9 o'clock, when I'm done getting yelled at by Dagan in her Dukes of Hazzard accent, I head over to the Sean Hannity show. And we're going to have a nice little, you know, little chit-chat, a little Friday night State of the Union. I'm Champ's ready to roll.
Champ was rolling Monday night when you filled in for Gutfeld again. Congratulations. You crushed it as always.
Yeah, thanks. It went so well. He and I haven't spoken in a week. No, he's the best. He's super cool. when I do his show, I got to tell you, it's like, for me, it's obviously the biggest thing we have because it's the late night show. It just had a Super Bowl commercial. But for me, it's like the easiest thing I do because that's what I come from, you know? It's like stand up with a live audience. Like, that to me is like, it's like such home cooking. You know, because you just tell jokes and hang out. Like these other shows, I have to pretend I know what I'm talking about. You know, I have to Google at least two words per hit that the other hosts use. Like Gutfeld's just like, all right, I'm going to tell jokes. This is amazing.
Yeah, you know, the other shows, you actually have to read the article, for example. And we hate reading articles.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, well, you might. I mean, if I, you can always tell, like, if I open with a sports analogy that I don't know what I'm there to do. Like, well, you know, the thing with the debt ceiling, it's like when you're at the casino and the ATM cuts you off because you hit the daily limit. And Dana's just like, why is he talking about blackjack? The train was late. What do you want from me?
There's always a gambling analogy for every political story in your world, Jimmy Failus. So that's why we love you, you know?
Oh, buddy, you're the best. Well, there's plenty coming the rest of the night. I'm pretty banged up. We had a good week. This is it's a silly news cycle, Zeoli, as I know you know. Are you like me? I wanted to ask you this. And I never want to be the guy who comes on somebody else's show and asks the questions.
No, but you're about to do that anyway. Yeah, Jimmy's like, I don't want to ask the questions here. It's your show. But I'm going to do it anyway and ask the questions.
Well, you know, it's like a New York thing. You know, in New York, you answer questions for people. Like, you ask them, you're like, how you doing? Good? Yeah, your family's good? Yeah, get the F away from me. Like, that's how New York is. There's an efficiency to conversation where we ask you questions and we don't even let you answer them and we just move on. But no, I was just going to say, it was like, I felt like as a radio host this week, there really wasn't a direction to go in that felt like I was discussing anything sane. I just, like, wherever I went, I was like, well, that's a little crazy. Let's go over to here to the transitioning three-year-olds for some sanity. Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about Kamala Harris, too, and I know that you are often asked to respond to Kamala Harris's rants. Did you see her with the talking to the basketball team?
Oh, it's so great. And you know the best part of that is, you know, she's only there at the arena because she thought the Electoral College had a basketball team. Like, she's like, what do you mean we're not in the tournament? I thought I bought tickets online. I had no idea. And she goes in and gives her stupid, clearly I don't follow sports speech. Like, you guys might not have won, but you hit a touchdown out there on that basketball court. It was the home run performance, strike three. And like, comma, none of that's basketball.
And I love it. She goes, and if you want a tour of the White House, let us know. A tour of the White House. Sure. Yeah, let's get a tour. That'd be great. Maybe she could lead the tour, too. She'd go, this is the red room because it's red.
If you'd like to meet an old man arguing with a tree, I can bring you to the White House.
If you want to see an old man in a pretend Oval Office backdrop, I can bring you to the White House.
Yeah, yo, how does that how come that story doesn't get more play? The fact that they put Biden on TV in a fake Oval Office from time to time. It's so funny. They have like this diorama. Like, you know, back in the day, if you didn't do the book report, you could like depict the scene in the shoebox. They have like Biden in a shoebox Oval Office. Why? I mean, I have questions. That's all I'm saying.
I think they're afraid if he goes in there, he might break something or push a button or something and maybe start World War III. I don't know. Maybe they keep the nuclear codes under the desk. Either way, they just want him far away from the place.
Yeah, that is funny. You're telling me our president is like when they let the little kid go in the cockpit on the plane. But Biden get, you know, they keep him in the back. Every time Biden goes into that Oval Office, they give him a set of pilot wings. They're keeping it far enough away from consequence. I love that.
You're a junior president now. Here's your sticker right on his lapel.
Oh, that's funny. Could I tell a fast airfare story?
I'm sure. You tell do whatever you want. You basically hijacked this interview, so why not?
Good for you, Zeoli. God, I love you, man. Well, listen, I was flying out west to a gig in Seattle for a stand-up gig. Not talking about the gig in Reading that Rich is supposed to be promoting, but he's not helping me with.
We're going to do that in a second, okay? We're going to get there.
Stop it! You stop it. Listen to me. This is my favorite
story
in the world.
Listen, I'm not some cheap whore, okay? You got to warm me up, all right? I need a little foreplay here.
Now we're on your OnlyFans. Man, this is getting complicated. Stick with me. God, I love you, man. Yeah, I get excited. I only have like 2 friends, so I love our hits are so much fun for me. It's like hanging out. This thing is great. Anyway, so I'm flying out west, right? And my buddy who's opening for me, this kid Charles McBee, he writes on Charlemagne Show. So politically, it's like a yin and a yang. He's a black dude who's like very not conservative. And it's not that he's particularly political on stage, but it's still like a different sensibility. But we get along really well. So anyway, we're flying out west. And he's a few rows behind me because I'm not, you know, come on, man. I'm not sitting with my opener. It's the I worked hard, Zioli. You know
of
what
course,
I'm saying?
Of course.
I want to keep him motivated, okay? Work a little harder, and you too can sit here in row 29D, you know, where I'm at.
Right behind the restroom.
Yeah, you too. You can go from having a seat that doesn't recline to the row in front of you if you work a little harder. But anyway, we're on a plane, right? And we hit a comical level of turbulence. I don't mean high turbulence where you're bouncing like 100 feet, you know, top to bottom. I mean like the kind of fast turbulence where it just felt like for like 2 minutes for real. I thought the plane was just going to shatter, and I wasn't scared because I didn't think we were going to feel anything. And I had really drank like maybe 65 whiskeys because it was a delayed flight. So anyway, we're on this shattered, about to shatter plane, and the pilot comes on the intercom, and he has a very pronounced speech impediment. And I just start laughing out loud, and I'm like, yo, kill this microphone. And I hear the kid behind me start laughing. And then, like, half the plane is about to die, but they're all laughing because we all feel the same way. Like, we're in a moment where we need some type of leadership, some type of, you know, conversational integrity. And we have a guy who's like, he really can't bang out one word. And I'm like, you're not inspiring confidence in the plane. I go, kill the microphone. And the whole plane was laughing. It was so perfect.
Well, Jimmy does make everybody laugh, which is why you should go see his show in Reading.
Yeah.
That he
works. Yeah.
That he's on. The purpose of this is to promote his show in Reading. So he's got a show in Reading coming up. All right, Jimmy, thanks for joining me, buddy. You have a great night.
You're the best, man.
So give us the details of this comedy extravaganza. This is you and Kennedy in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yo, this is so funny. So Kennedy, who hosts Kennedy on the Fox Business Network, we're going to be in Reading May 6th. They're calling it the Laughs and Liberty Tour. And some jokes, some silly Fox News Q&A. And as you know, I'm Sicilian. This is like tribute money because Kennedy hired me here at Fox. So before I was on all of these shows, it was actually just my job to like write for Kennedy and, you know, go to Starbucks and all of that weird stuff, sift through her mail for real. Like I was like her White House press secretary, so to speak. So
I would
go
through
like
the talk.
Yeah. It's funny. I had a binder. Everybody was like, before I return your message, let me check my binder. But yeah, you got to figure out which guys are like legitimate fans and who wants to make a jacket out of her skin because she has a lot of crazy fans, you know. And basically, the Sicilian in me is going on tour with Kennedy, and it's very much like a tribute. Like my stand-up career somehow, like in the last year, like legit exploded. Like when I go to the West Coast, like next week, it's like they're like 1,000-seat theaters, like sold out. Like believe me, it blows my mind. I'm not saying it to brag. I'm saying it because I'm as shocked as you are. But
yeah.
The fact that it's going well, as I'm giving her a taste. Like it's the Sicilians, you know what I mean? I'm like she gets to wet her beak. And do her own half of the tour, make a couple of bucks, because the Sicilian in me says that's the right thing to do, Zioli.
It's the VIG. You got to give her the VIG. Come on.
It's funny. She's charging me points and everything. But, yeah, we're going on like a 20-city tour. And what it is for real, though, because obviously I do stand-up and she's Kennedy, is it really is Scared Straight for America. Do you remember Scared Straight where like a mouthy, we talked about this before, like a mouthy sixth grader would be get stuck in a room with a guy who was serving 3 concurrent life sentences for murder, and the guy would scream at the kid till he cried. And what no one talks about is, yes, it was excessive, it was disproportionate, but the kid did grow up to get straight A's, did he not?
Right. The kid turned his life around in that moment, which is great because he's either that or he's going to wind up in the cell with the guy. And so he thinks I might have a better opportunity.
Exactly. If I'm going to wind up in one of those situations, it's going to be because I went on an app like a gentleman and requested it, not because I was in prison.
Back to Jimmy's OnlyFans page.
There we go. Full circle.
Full circle. Look at that. All right. So May 6th in Reading. I'm coming. I want to see it. I'm going to be there. We are going to promote the hell out of this thing. And I want the Zioli Army to basically take over that night, because I want Jimmy to know the power of this audience, even though none of us have any idea how the hell to get to Reading. But we'll figure it out. We can figure it out.
Listen, yo, if I can get there from here, every street in New York, they just close streets to close it. Like, everyone has a fake Pride Day where they've shaken down this woke city hall for, like, a grant and a street closure. And it's so far, it's like a 1991 Little League World Series runner-up appreciation day this weekend. We're bringing in a group from Trumbull, Connecticut, and Madison Avenue is shut down. And there's nothing going on. No one even playing stickball. But you can't get to the West Side, and someone just got $250,000 from City Hall. God, I hate living in a Democrat crud city. It's killing me.
You really do hate it. But then again, at the same time, you get a lot of days off because they do honor every single holiday in that city. Although you work very hard. But I guess I shouldn't say that. If you worked for the city, you'd have a lot of days off. If you work for a living, you have to pay for all these people to keep taking days off. So forget what I said. You're getting screwed here.
Where's the justice? Oh, Zioli, it's so damn funny. No, but you're spot on. You're right. And yes, I want to meet more Zioli Army. I've met some of them. Like, your fans are, they're like my fans. We have cool fans. One thing I would say this, though, that I take a lot of pride in is every venue I play, I'm always complimented on the behavior of the crowd. I mean, there's, like, hammered people. There's, you know, it could be loud people, fun people. But I don't have anybody, like, militant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people appreciate that. Like, they just assume I'm showing up and I'm going to bring a bunch of enraged people that are going to storm the Capitol. And I'm like, dude, my fans are too fat to make it up all those steps. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, no one's storm. We might storm a Sizzler buffet if you can point us towards one.
Oh, I used to love those little grilled cheese sandwiches back in the day. Oh, man, they were the best. I'm getting hungry now. How do we get tickets for the tour?
Reading, the Santander Performing Arts Center. You can go to the website.
Very fancy.
I know it. It makes the show sound so much classier than it is. Like, Mr. Santander is going to have some words with us after the show, I have a feeling. But you can go to their website. You can go to Ticketmaster. We're going to hang out and do a meet and greet at the bar afterwards. So whatever you want to know about Kennedy and me, it's a scared straight for all involved.
Good. Well, we'll promote it. We'll get the tickets out there. We'll get people there. It's going to be a blast. May 6th, mark your calendar. Jimmy Failla and Kennedy in Reading at some arena. He just said, I forget the name of it already, but Santander, right? That's it, Santander. It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm drinking Guinness. What are you going to do? Come on. Don't judge me, Failla.
There you are. Good for you. All right, I'm gonna have a Jameson before my Fox Business hit. If my career ends tonight, you can all blame Zioli. Thank you.
Go bounce. Go do TV big time. We'll talk to you again soon.
You're the best, Rich. Thanks, brother.
See you, pal. Listen, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling. He's the greatest. I love that guy. Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, profgatsby.com. It's where I want you to go. Do it today, all right? Because you know what? These guys are great. They're going to take great care of your home, your heating and air conditioning needs. They're the guys I use in my home. HVAC needs, it's Professor Gatsby's, period. ProfGatsby.com, ProfGatsby.com. Tell them I sent you. 856-885-2231. 856-885-2231. You can trust them. They're trustworthy and honest. And you'll get a free estimate if you need to replace your system. If you do need to replace it, it's 0% interest. And all kinds of rebates and specials and incentives. And they'll also tune up your furnace, which is a great time to do it now that winter's basically over. Get it tuned up now, so it'll be good to go for next year for only $49. And soon they'll have that same special for the air conditioner as well. So reach out to them today. Just go to profgatsby.com, P-R-O-F Gatsby. Remember, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling is who I use in my home, who I trust, and who you should trust as well. It's profgatsby.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Rich Zioli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today, 855-839-1210 is the number. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. We're having a great show, a lot of fun. And earlier today, I had on a great guest, and I'm going to replay that for you in at about 6:40 today because she was fantastic. But it was at 3:40, so 3 hours ago. You probably missed it. So Stella Morabito, her book, which is really, I'm excited to read this. It is called The Weaponization of Loneliness, How Tyrants Stoke Our Fear of Isolation to Silence, Divide, and Conquer. So if you missed that, it'll be an encore performance for you at 6:40, which we, you know, like to do. I mean, it's a four-hour show, and so, you know, if you're able to listen for all 4 hours, God bless you. I think it's fantastic. I can't listen for all 4 hours. I mean, I tune out half the show. Who am I kidding? 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, if you would like to weigh in before the show ends today. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. There's, you know, it's funny. Every time Jimmy comes on, the guy and I always laugh together. It's great, but I am very happy the way his career is progressing. I also think at some point he'll get a show, and at some point it'll be a TV show, and at some point if he doesn't have me on that TV show, I will murder him in his sleep. And I've told him as much, and he knows that, so he better not even pretend for a moment that that's not going to be a thing. The other point, too, about the craziness of talk radio, because, you know, he's got a national show. It's 12 to 3 on Fox News Radio. Talk radio is doing great. It really is. We are crushing it. But I did see the other day that some car companies are now, Tesla, for example, they're taking the AM station out of their cars. They say it causes interference or something stupid like that. I don't know. that's why, you know, the apps really are great, because if you don't have to worry about it, even in your car, you know, you just use the Apple CarPlay and listen right through the app, which is good. You don't have to worry, you know, and then if they don't have the AM station in there, it's not a big deal. At this point, people listen. I think you listen for the personality. You don't listen for, it's not like music radio. It's very different in that respect. And it's an intimate connection with the audience. And that's why when Jimmy was saying that about how passionate you are to me and how passionate his listeners are to him, I mean, it's true. It really is. It's passion. And you can't fake passion. And passion's either there or it's not there. It's like chemistry. You can't fake it. And when it's there and you feel it and it feels great. So that's the truth about that. So I don't worry about stories like that. I really don't. You know, AM radio, nine in the car, who cares? You know what I mean? At this point, if you haven't discovered me by now, you know. And we're almost at a million podcasts too, which is great. So that'll probably be by early next week or maybe this weekend. Maybe you'll be the one to get us to the million, and then we'll have like bells will ring in your house and money will drop in. That's not true. None of that's going to happen. But in your own mind, if you hit the million podcast number, and I won't know if it's you. We'll have to figure out a way to do that when DeSantis is back on Monday. I'm sure we can come up with something we can come up with that'll help us figure that out, some metric or something. I'm sure we can. Speaking of stupid people, Karen Johnson, you know her as Whoopi Goldberg. She apologized for using a slur on the air while discussing Trump fans feeling cheated. Now, the word she says is a word gypped, all right? Originally, the word gypped has a connotation to gypsies, who are people that used to pickpocket people, and that's where the term came from. So gypsies would go around, they still do in many places of the world. They walk around, they pickpocket. That's what they do. So if you got gypped, you got ripped off by a gypsy. That's where it comes from. I didn't know that that's now in the list of politically incorrect things you can't say, but I guess everything is nowadays. So here's Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Johnson. It's cue up cut number 7, Sean. Whoopi Goldberg apologizing here. Cut 7.
It doesn't hurt Trump with his base. I remember in 2016 when this all came out, seeing like white MAGA bros on Twitter be like, oh, I like a president that sleeps with hot women. And like, it actually, they weren't offended by it.
Oh, those are
like,
family
the people who still believe
beautiful women.
The people who still believe that he got, you know, gypped somehow in the election will still believe that he cared enough about his wife to pay the, that was gas, pay, you know, to pay that money from his personal thing. But I,
you know, when you're a certain age, you use words that you know from when you were a kid or you remember saying, and that's what I did today. And I shouldn't have. I should have thought about it a little longer before I said it, but I didn't. And I should have said cheated, and I used another word. And I'm really, really sorry.
I'm really, really sorry. So there you go. To all the gypsies out there who are offended, she's very, very, very sorry. Okay? So there you go. You can forgive Karen Johnson, and then you do that. All right? Well done. Well done. I'll tell you, you know, this, I don't even know how to explain this. So I'll move on. Did you see what happened on 6ABC this morning with the weather and the whole thing? Maybe I'll tweet it out, but it was a very funny moment. I don't really know if I could play it on the air, though. I guess I could, but it was a very funny moment between the meteorologist and the other weather person, and you might have seen it this morning. It's gotten a lot of national coverage throughout the country today. It's gone viral, and whenever that goes viral, it was, you know, it these things happen, and you know, maybe I'll tweet it out. That's what I'll do. I'll tweet it out after the show. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can follow me on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, and then you'll know. But it was Karen Rogers, 6ABC, making a joke to Jessica Boyington, who's my buddy. And the joke was very, very funny, I thought. And, well, she said that Jessica, I can't say it on the radio. I'm not going to say it on the radio. I'll tweet it out and you can see it. But it was very funny. And then Jessica Boyington responded in a very funny way as well. But even saying to people, please don't put this on YouTube. But then it went viral and it's gone viral and you may have seen it already by now. So it's always tricky if you, like, you don't know if you want to say it on the radio or not. It's probably fine. But then again, there's standards and practices and whatnot. And I don't know. The whole thing. And I love Jessica, too. She's great. She's so funny. The way she responded to that was great. I heard a lot of people turned out to the meeting yesterday on the wind turbines. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Congressman Chris Smith, had a big, big turnout for the hearing on windmills and wind turbines. And a lot of people are very angry about what's happening here in New Jersey by the Jersey Shore, as you can imagine. And they should be angry because the truth of the matter is it's going to destroy the New Jersey coastline and it's killing the whales. And it is a terrible, terrible thing for all of us. My buddy Matt Rooney over at SaveJersey.com. Matt, you can hear Matt Rooney every Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. He has the video on his website at SaveJersey.com of the full hearing that took place with Congressman Chris Smith, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, and Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. They took a testimony from experts on the impacts of offshore wind industrialization, as Congressman Van Drew put it. Offshore wind industrialization. And our buddy, Dr. Bob Stern, was on. He's from Save Long Beach Island. He's been on our show a bunch of times as well. And they also had on people from Clean Ocean Action and Fisheries Liaison for Sea Freeze and a number of other people as well. And they said developers want to build thousands of Eiffel Tower-sized turbines that will lie on our horizons for decades. Congressman Van Drew said, despite the gravity of this undertaking, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has engaged in a rushed and sloppy process and a sloppy approval process. Ørsted, which is a leading wind developer, declined an invitation to appear at the hearing and explain its process. Think about that. Declined to come to the meeting and explain the process. I mean, that's just shameful, if you ask me. It's absolutely shameful that they would do that. But this is good. And Congressman Chris Smith also said, the people of New Jersey deserve better than to have local rule and input categorically dismissed, as we've already seen in Cape May and Ocean City and Seagirt. And my district will likely be next. Our well-funded concerns, well-founded concerns, so effectively articulated by our witnesses today and scores of elected officials, including 30 shore mayors who signed a letter admonishing a pause should not be trivialized, mocked or dismissed. It was packed house at the Wildwood Convention Center, and I'm glad that people showed up for it. So listen to Matt Rooney Sunday night. He'll give you the play-by-play from that since he covered it, and you can also see the full hearing at SaveJersey.com if you want to check it out. Listen, my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, this is a great time to get to Volvo. It really is. A great time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill because my friend Judith Krupnik is giving you an extra $2,023 off the price of a brand new Volvo in stock. I love driving a Volvo. I love how comfortable they are. I love how safe and reliable they are. I love how cozy and spacious they are. And I love the fact that it gets my family safely wherever we're going because they are some of the safest cars on the road. Don't forget that safety matters, especially with all the crazy people on the road. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. Judith and Yosef, the general sales manager, they prove that every single day. And with an extra $2,023 off, on top of all the other rebates and specials and incentives, there has never been a better time than right now to go see them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo is the region's most accessible Volvo dealership. Minutes over the bridge, easy to get to from wherever you are. And they will always take great care of you. They'll never give you any pressure. You will always be in good hands with my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. And hey, an extra $2,023 off is a no-brainer. So please go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. All right, it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy Friday. Great to be with you today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Sean, if you could put up the guest for me, I'd appreciate it. I want to welcome to the show Stella Morabito. She is a senior contributor at The Federalist and author of a book that I'm very excited about, The Weaponization of Loneliness, How Tyrants Stoke Our Fear of Isolation to Silence, Divide, and Conquer. Stella, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on, Rich.
So Morabito, so you're Italian. So are you Italian or did you marry an Italian?
Oh no, I'm Italian. That's my maiden name. I use it as an author. Yes.
So Zeoli Morabito, and yet I'll still say Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Oh, I'm all in green today. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. My dad used to always joke about how the Italians and the Irish were, very much alike. But anyway, it's great to be here, and I'm looking forward to talking about my book.
Yeah, so I am too. The weaponization of loneliness. Obviously, we've all been through this global pandemic, and a lot of people were very lonely during it. This book offers the first deep dive into how power elites weaponize the fear of loneliness to enforce social conformity and wage war on the private sphere of life. So first of all, how do we define loneliness, Stella?
Oh, well, there's a lot of different ways to define it. I would call it involuntary solitude, enforced isolation that separates you from others, and perceiving that you're being cast out or ostracized or that nobody cares. And I think that the COVID, whatever you want to call it, all the mandates of COVID really emphasized, really clarified isolation as a political weapon. Isolation that stoked that fear in us of loneliness, as well as took advantage of it, and as well as enforced it. And it's a very potent political weapon. I think we all understand how easily we will shut up about what we believe if we fear we'll be ostracized for expressing it. That's part of political correctness. But I don't believe most people understand the dynamics consciously enough to become aware of them and push back against it.
And you say tyrants of all stripes want to tell you what to believe, how to live your life. And you go back a lot here in history. You talk about from the French Revolution to the Communist Party of China to today's globalists, how they aim to atomize us in order to control us. We fall for it because our need to connect with others and our fear of social rejections are hardwired into us. So what are some of the tactics that they use, Stella?
Well, I call it the machinery of loneliness, and the three main components are identity politics, which divides us into groups like victim and oppressor, but using things like race and sex and all these gender identity things. Identity politics, number one. Number two, political correctness, which induces us to self-censor and, makes use of that fear. And the third ingredient is mob agitation to enforce that sense of isolation. And of course, a mob can come in many different forms. You go back to the French Revolution, mobs were very active in the de-Christianization campaign of the Jacobins, the Reign of Terror in France in the 18th century. You go through the Bolshevik Revolution, you see their war on private life, and of course, Nazi Germany and Mao's Cultural Revolution. All of those regimes use that machinery of loneliness, identity politics, even if they didn't call it that, political correctness, and of course the mob, always the mob, which can take different forms, as you know. It can be a mob isn't necessarily just a street mob. It can be, in a corporate HR department, human resources department, insisting that you use certain pronouns, or it can be social media. Anyway, and of course, the machinery of loneliness includes lots of other things like snitch culture and the criminalization of comedy and, lots of other bells and whistles. But all of those things put together create a society, a very closed society where people become more distrustful of one another, more afraid to speak up.
And that's just it, right, Stella Morabito? They are afraid to speak up, and then there becomes a conformity that begins. And you write, you talk about big government, big tech, big media, academia, Hollywood, the corporate world. They all exploit our terror of isolation. Is there a money-making factor attached to all this as well?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, especially if you look at Big Pharma and how they really didn't care, how many lives they were destroying during the so-called pandemic, the COVID era mandates and all of that. They didn't want people to have use of
basic therapeutics, even vitamin D. They want everybody just to get the injection. And, of course, there's money involved in that, as well as, you know, not a total lack of concern for how isolation, loneliness, I didn't mention this at the beginning, but how it can create all kinds of mental health issues as well as physical health issues. Social isolation is key in advancing dementia, and it can cause, you know, all kinds of stresses that are involved in heart disease and stroke. We know all of this. This is well documented, and so that also plays in the background. But yes, money is definitely a driver, but power even more so. I mean, if you look at globalists, like everything they do at Davos and trying to push the, you know, screen, you know, virtual reality is another thing, the metaverse instead of real life face-to-face conversations. We saw how the COVID mandates tried to shut all of that down, and that creates more loneliness that causes this vicious cycle that allows tyrants to, you know, fill the vacuum that should be filled by families, you know, communities of faith and real friendship and all of those things that tyrants have always wanted to break down, all of those relationships in the private sphere of life that get in the way of tyranny.
And Stella, as you think about that and the weaponization of loneliness, and I think back to lockdowns, for example, you know, people that could not see their family members, kids could not go to school, people that could not say goodbye to their loved ones who they were married to for 50 years, you know, there were so many cruel things that were done. And, you know, the question always is why don't people say no? You know, why don't people say, hell no, enough of this, I'm not listening to you anymore? I mean, there was a time, I think, that a couple of years into the pandemic, people did eventually say enough is enough. But what is it about human nature that makes people conform to this?
We have a hardwired need to connect with other people. That's well documented. I mean, we were created, we exist for communion with one another and with God, I believe. And these wars against family, wars against religion are all part of breaking that down and creating a vacuum into which the state will rush, because it's kind of like Stockholm syndrome, the captive bonds with the captor at a certain point. But what is it in human nature? It's that hardwired need to connect with others, and the flip side being that threat of ostracism, that threat of being cast out and rejected. It's ever present, I believe, in the human psyche, and we just have to learn to become more aware of it and to say no enough when these kinds of, you know, this insanity is pushed on us, you know, especially when it comes to the sadistic, I think, just like as you brought up, the really sadistic practice of separating people from their loved ones in the hour of greatest need. And having, I mean, I know two cases, really major cases, where that happened. A mother and son and a mother and daughter were separated, you know, when one was on the point of death and did die alone. And that to me is just totally brutal. COVID had nothing to do with that. It was, I mean, you know, nobody tested positive. It was just, you know, all part and parcel of the enforced isolation, getting us used to that sort of thing. And you're absolutely right, Rich. We should be saying absolutely no way. I mean, once we're separated from, you know, in a state of isolation, we cannot survive. Human beings in a state of severe isolation, 99.9% of the time, cannot survive. And so to have this pushed on us is something we absolutely should not tolerate.
The book is called The Weaponization of Loneliness, How Tyrants Stoke Our Fear of Isolation to Silence, Divide, and Conquer. Stella Morabito is with me right now. So you are a former CIA analyst, is that right?
That's right. And a lot of what I did there at the CIA was propaganda analysis and media analysis, and it was during the Cold War, with the Soviet Union, studying that in the communist media. And, of course, you see in our propaganda media today, you see the same kinds of patterns of shutting down any kind of speech that goes against the narrative, trying to shut down, like, for example, Fox News. It's probably the only sizable outlet that isn't totally captured by the left or, these what I call anti-thought brigade. And yet they want to shut it down. Why? They cannot stand even one voice of dissent, whether it comes from Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or, anybody really. And of course, the idea behind the so-called disinformation governance board, it's the same thing, to try to regulate the speech of Americans. We absolutely can't stand for that because once free speech is gone, your relationships are torn apart. One of the really horrific things about this whole COVID era was not just that it enforced isolation, but it cultivated hostilities between people, including in families. Friendships were torn apart by it. So we have to say enough.
Yeah, we certainly do have to say enough. I agree with you 100% on that, Stella. And thinking of propaganda and the efforts that are used by governments to keep people in line, because, I mean, so much of this, as it strikes me, is that the goal here is to keep everybody in line, keep them in place. I'll give you an example. Today I'm talking to some friends of mine about running for school board in town, just a local election. And there's so many people that are afraid to do that. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid because they immediately get called names. And then they feel isolated if that happens to them. If they point out that, six-year-old girls should not be told they could actually be a boy, they're afraid they're going to be isolated from their community, that they might be canceled, they might lose their job. And so as I think about that and everything you're saying, Stella, I think, well, really, that's the function of cancel culture, is it not? It's to make you feel, hey, careful, if you step out of line, you're going to wind up being an island all on your own.
Right. Well, that's exactly right, Rich. And I'll tell you, the underpinnings of all that machinery of loneliness is the common theme of demonization that usually takes, it's usually thrown out there in various demonizing terms like transphobe or
right.
conspiracy theorist or anti-vaxxer. I mean, they got a long list. Bigot, hater, white supremacist, fascist, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And absolutely, people who are qualified to run for school board should just, I just say, I quote, Farragut, damn the torpedoes, these terms, full speed ahead. Because the only alternative, I mean, if you think you're going to get out of this by self-censoring, that is absolutely wrong. That is really a death trap, social death as well as just the death of all of a free society. If you're too afraid of these terms that keep getting thrown at us, then, the game is up for us. We have to, we can't allow that to go on any further because, freedom is at stake, and free speech is use it or lose it, and we need to call them on it. And I wrote this book, The Weaponization of Loneliness, to try to draw out these patterns, which are, alive and well, unfortunately, in the globalist revolution or, utopian, radical utopian attempt at a revolution. And so we just have to, see things for, as they are, look outward in terms of how all of these patterns affect us and have affected human beings throughout history, especially modern history. And we have to look within ourselves to understand how they affect us and other people, because there's lots of people out there who will agree with you if you only had a chance to express what you believe. And sure, there's a lot of people who call you names, but I personally don't believe they really believe that stuff. I think it's all kind of a conditioning process through propaganda.
I think it's so well said what you just said right there. I think you nailed it. You nailed it with this book, too, The Weaponization of Loneliness, How Tyrants Stoke Our Fear of Isolation to Silence, Divide, and Conquer. Stella Morabito, thanks so much for joining me here today on a Friday, and let's definitely talk again.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.